LaRue Spring is a short walk through the woods from Snowball Road north of Flagstaff. At its slowest rate, water flows from the spring at around 5 gallons a minute. That's about the volume of an average garden hose. More often, it's gushing out twice that fast, more like a bathtub faucet at full blast. But walk past the place where the spring flows out of the ground and you won't even hear a trickle. That's because for nearly a century, the spring has been encased in a concrete box and forced into underground pipes to be used elsewhere.
So the spring box itself could date to the 1940s when some of the first buildings were built out here for domestic use. Then when the Forest Service acquired it in 1971, they refurbished the spring box to where it looks now and piped the water to the Hotshot headquarters.
That's Shannon Clark. He's retired from the Coconino National Forest, where he worked as a facilities engineer. Part of his job was to oversee all the drinking water systems in the forest. Since retiring, Clark has teamed up with Steve Monroe, an eco-hydrologist. Together, they regularly hike up to the spring to measure the flow.
Okay, ready, start.
The technique is simple. One guy fills a handheld bucket, and the other guy uses a stopwatch to see how long it takes. Monroe said the spring responds vigorously to changes in precipitation higher up the mountain, but it's always producing.
What we've seen is that the spring flow fluctuates from about 10 to even less, sometimes 5 or 6 gallons per minute, to sometimes as high as 30 or even closer to 40 gallons per minute in some of the wetter years.
Even at its lowest level, there's plenty of water to supply a large storage tank and stock pond at the Hotshot headquarters. Records have shown that on highest use days, the Hotshots are only taking about 7% of the spring's flow. And that gave Monroe and some local activists an idea.
With that recognition, the Friends of the Rio group began talking with the Forest Service, and we learned that the Forest Service was in the process of developing a fuels reduction project, and they were interested in considering including the restoration of the LaRue Springs in that project.
The project is the Wing Mountain Forest Restoration Project. Primarily, it will remove small diameter trees that increase the risk of wildfire. It seemed a fine opportunity to propose another action, twisting a valve at LaRue Spring. That simple motion would mean that some of the water from LaRue Spring would go to the Hotshots and the rest will flow freely once again. That could be a boost for wildlife species like elk, birds, and even frogs that have been deprived of its water since the early 1900s. A draft of the Wing Mountain Project will be out for public review this summer, and it could be approved within a year's time. Monroe said if the Forest Service gives the green light for restoration at LaRue Spring, it will be an experiment in the truest sense.
We're not really sure what will happen at this site if water is released here because it's been diverted or controlled for 100 years or more. And there's really no surface flow at this time. There's no records of what kind of vegetation or plant animal species might have lived here before.
That also means it could emerge as one of the cheapest restoration projects in history, at least at first. All they'll have to do is turn a spigot and see what happens. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ann Menard.